I heard that after Brahma Vaimon Lila, Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukhdev Goswami that what happened with the gopis, because when during the Brahma Vaimon Lila, the gopis were loving their kids as they were used to love Krishna. And after Brahma Vaimon Lila, when the Krishna returned, they all gopas came back and Krishna again became one. The gopis started loving their kids as they were used to love before. Mm. So this was a question that why there is a difference in loving to their kids before they were before Lord extended themselves into the gopas and after they extending themselves into gopa. So this was a question asked by Parikshit Maharaj to Sukhdev Goswami, and Sukhdev Goswami said that actually everyone love himself only. One loves his atma only. It's natural. But it depends what he defined his atma. One who identifies his body as his atma, it's but natural he'll identify everything which is supports to his body, he'll love it, that. One who identifies soul as his atma, it will automatically love the things which helps to his soul. He will go for mukti or anything which is good for his soul. And one who identifies Krishna as his atma is naturally get attracted to Krishna. And one who identifies Krishna's atma as his atma, means Radharani, he naturally develops love for Radharani. So it's all about identifying oneself. One who identifies body, he'll love things for his body. One identify oneself as soul, he will look for the moksha or golok or vaikunth or and that plan. One who identifies life and soul. Yeah. So my question is, I also said that dvasuparna, the atma and the soul is different. And here it is said that one should identify Krishna as his soul. So by thinking that way, we are not conflicting any tattva. That Lord and Jiva is definitely different. At the same time, one should think that life and soul is Krishna. And one should not think of his soul. So by thinking that way, one doesn't move ahead from the Dvaitavad or won't go towards the Mayavad or the one should not think that one is soul. Like, I mean, one should not identify himself as a Paramatma. At the same time, one is not different than Paramatma. I mean, he is very close to it. His identity is very close to it.
Anyway, you already summarized that point. But the basic idea, Krishna's unlimited consciousness, and we're a particle of consciousness. And by our constitutional nature, Srup, Jivara Srup, the Srup of all the particles of consciousness, is to love and serve Krishna. It's like our body has millions of cells inside, blood cells or whatever, and they're all working together to serve the existence of this physical body. That's their nature. They're just there together, millions of them. So this thing about loving the Atma and this and that, this is too complicated thing to worry about. Try to understand that Krishna's the supreme object of love, and our happiness lies in serving and loving Krishna. Because that our interests and his interests become one. That is the really meaning of oneness. Obviously, Atma and Paramatma don't merge, and the Jiva doesn't merge. We have a particular identity as Jiva Shakti, but he's a sum total of all Shaktis. So very, very minute. So as a serving particle of Krishna, we simply serve him. And his happiness is our happiness, his love is our love. Just focus on this, serving Krishna, then automatically there's oneness. The service means oneness with his heart, oneness with his mind, oneness with his desire, and oneness with Radharani also. Shakti, Shakti, Mana, Beda. There's no difference between Shakti and Shaktiman. So we are also Shakti. We are Jiva Shakti and Radharani's Ladani Shakti. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes this in Bhaktisiddhanta. He said, we're all servants of the supreme moiety. Every single Jiva is a servant of Radharani. Because she's the ultimate expression of the serving principle. She's Shakti, and she's different from Krishna, but she's one in heart and mind and everything through the medium of service. says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radharani is speaking there in Adi 4. She says, Krishna's, my happiness is in serving Krishna. Krishna's happiness is enjoying my body. Krishna likes to enjoy me and get pleasure from enjoying me. But my happiness is just serving Krishna. So this is our only focus is this. And the oneness is when we fully concentrate on serving Krishna, means pleasing Krishna, then becomes one. Because you can't really be an effective servant or a lover of Krishna unless you become one with his heart and mind and desire. And obviously, his heart and mind and desire are all centered on Radharani. Because you see the Shakti and the Shaktiman, it's like separating your left side of your brain from your right side. It's all part of one brain. So it's really one unit. Are Radha and Krishna one or are they two? They appear as two, but they're actually one. That verses are there. So all the Shaktis are one with Radharani, who is one with Krishna, but at the same time different. Lord Chaitanya said one and different. So the difference is that she's a Prema Shraya, and all the Shaktis are Prema Shraya, and Krishna is a Prema Vishaya. So we're all directing and offering our love to Krishna for his pleasure, and that's our oneness. That's why they say, in real love there's no separate desire. There's two separate persons, but really, real love there's no separate desire than to please the beloved. So in Krishna's position, as Krishna, Radharani and all the servants, they're all one with Krishna. They all want to just please Krishna. And that becomes a oneness. They lose themselves. We lose our identity. That's what it means, bhav tarapya. Bhav means because there's not, in spiritual dimension, there's no difference between bhav and body, and there's atma, body, so all these divisions are not there. The entire body of the gopi, or anyone for that matter, is made of prem. It's a prem sarup. It means top to bottom. The finger is made of mahabhav, everything is made of mahabhav. So that, what is that Shakti? That Shakti is a Shakti of love. So the Shakti of love means the Shakti of service. So every single jiva, every single living entity, beginning with Radharani, all the way down to the jiva Shakti, we're jiva Shakti, she's antaranga Shakti, we're tatastha Shakti. They're all involved in the one Krishna, and they're all one with Krishna as his loving energy and his loving serving energy. So this is all atma, this, that, Radharani.
So bhav, and so it's just a one. Bhav is the love, the entire personality is bhav. Sorry.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Bhav has a form, bhav, you know. Because here we have we have all these divisions, the body, earth, water, fire, it's all the sankhya. There's so many 24 elements that make up this existence. Or the atma, paramatma. It's not stratified like that. That's why it's very achintya. And Lord Chaitanya said it simultaneously. It's one and different, but first he says achintya. Achintya bed. Bed abed. That means it's one and it's different. Bed different and abed, not different. But then the keynote is achintya. How we figure it out rationally. The entire body is made of mahabhav. You see in this Preman Bhoja Maranda, it's in Stavavali by Raghunath Das Goswami, and it's also repeated. That's in Sanskrit, because that's how he wrote in Sanskrit. But to make this type of high concept and high revelation available to the generic Bengali population, who only knew the Bengali language, obviously, Krishnadas Kaviraj took that Preman Bhoja Maranda, and he put it in Bengali, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, I forget where, maybe Madhya Lila somewhere. So there, all the shlokas are in Bengali, which is very easy to memorize and sing and whatnot, especially for Bengalis, because that was the purpose of Chaitanya Charitamrita. In that prayer in Stavavali, Raghunath Das Goswami is describing Radharani's Mahabhav Sarup. He says, Radharani's Mahabhav Sarupini. So he says, Your hair is your man. Your hair is your cover. In English, it says your hair, your kesh, your hair, your head hair, is made of man. Sneha man pranaya rag anurag. It says your choli, talks about her jewelry, her form, her nails, her everything is some type of bhav. You know that? It's Devavali and Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's very simple, nice reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very beautiful Bengali. This Atma, Paramatma, one, this love the self, and this. There's this phrase in business in America in the old days, because people don't understand too many complicated things. So they would teach the salesman the KISS principle. You know KISS? Chumbak? But it's not what you think, because this is a principle in business that a salesman, when he's presenting his product to a potential customer, that he should always employ the KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid. KISS. The KISS principle. Well, how do you say principle in Hindi? Principle. Praman means truth or fact or proof. Principle means it's a principle. There's certain principles. How would you say in Bengali? You know, you understand Bengali very well. In English, very well.
Given the word karan means like that it's like a source or reason, but sometimes in this connection, sometimes...
Because karan, you know, many words have many meanings at karan.
Sometimes they
use the... So karan could also mean principle, because it's like that. Just like punya means beautiful. So like when the acharyas are commenting on the sukkas, because you're talking about the sukkas, at least we can go back to the sukkas. Vimo and Leela. So it was natural when Krishna became their son that the elderly gopis, they loved him immensely. What to speak of the gopis, that's not so amazing. What's even more amazing when Krishna became the calves, and the mothers, and those calves grew up, you know, but the mothers neglected their other calves and ran after the ones that were Krishna. So even the animals can perceive that this is the Atma. That we're connected to these cows, you know, because of our Atma, but our supreme Atma, and the highest expression of Atma realization is to realize that I am a lover of Krishna, which means a servant of Krishna. So when you take the Atma, then you come to this point. So the cows understood, oh, I love my baby, she's my vatsa, my bacha. Vatsa means bacha. So I love her so much, but now I'm uncovering my... So that's her svabhav, that's her nature. Gai svabhav, as a cow, naturally loves her mother. But now, to show that love of Krishna is beyond, it's beyond, this is the primordial, or fact, that's why it's called sarup. It's sarup lakshan. It's sarup lakshan of jiva. So the cow in Braj is a jiva. And so the gopis are jiva. I'm not saying they're Antaranga Shakti, Krishna's Leela. But just say, for example, so naturally the Atma would love the Atma, expansion of the Atma in the form of child. But here, the expansion of the Atma is the Atma itself. Because Krishna is Atma's Mamevamsho Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana Manashastrani Anjani Prakriti Stani Karshati. Krishna says, the Atma is me. It's my Ansh. Mera Ansh. Ansh. He says, Mame Vamsho, Amsh, my mama, Eva. Certainly, the jiva is mine, is my part. So that was shown that this is the principle, that beyond all these bodies, beyond all these relationships with the body, is everyone, no matter whether you're animal or pashu or a human, everyone's love is meant for Krishna. So he's the Atma, the Atma, the Atma. And ultimately, there's a one. The oneness is in the merging of the heart, the mind, and soul. That's why he said, where is the difference between our Mahabhav and Radharani's Mahabhav? Her Mahabhav is our Mahabhav. It's Bhav Tadatmya. Bhav Tadatmya means what Bhav? It means Sneha Man Pranaya Rag Anurag Bhav Mahabhav. So Mahabhav includes everything. If I have 1 lakh, I also have 10,000 rupees. I also have 50 rupees. So Mahabhavati Radha, and then the Bhav Tadatmya Manjris. So when she's in Sneha, they're in Sneha. When she's in Man, they're in Man. Sambhog, everything is, the Manjris are experiencing. If I just become a Dasyana, Dasyana, Dasi, then you understand what is oneness.